الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وخاتم أنبيائه وخيرة خلقه وحبيبه اللهم صل وسلم عليه اللهم صل عليه صلاة دائمة إلى يوم الدين وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية والمنشط والمكره لعلكم تفلحون يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما صدق الله وصدق رسول الله ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين Before I proceed, I praise Almighty Allah, the Creator, Sustainer and Cherisher of the worlds. I praise Him for His wonderful gifts that He has surrounded us with. I praise Him above all for the gift of faith, health and well-being and family, and prosperity and security in this country. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bestow His blessings on all of us. And may He inspire each and every one of us to use the blessings that Allah has given us in ways that would be bringing us closer to Him, whereby we can attain salvation in the next world. I bear witness there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah. He has been sent to all of mankind. He is the final prophet. He is the Khatamun Nabiyeen. He has been sent, Bu'ithtu ila al-ahmari wal-aswad. I have been sent to the black and white, red and yellow, all of human being. Qul ya ayyuhan nas inni rasulullahi ilaykum jamia. He is told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to declare, O mankind, I am the messenger of Allah unto all of you. The one who has created the heavens and the earth, the sovereign Lord of the universe, has sent me as a messenger. We are in the month of Rabiul Awal. Traditionally, for a long time now, Muslims have been using the month of Rabiul Awal. Some of them celebrate the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while others commemorate the great mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is a dispute whether we should celebrate the birthday of the Prophet or not. I am not entering into this dispute now. A minbar is not the place to discuss fiqh issues. But if you want my point of view on this, please refer to the latest live fatwa which is posted on our site. And of course there are a number of answers I have given on this issue to clarify this issue. But having said that, no one among the Muslim Ummah disputes that we should use the month of Rabiul Awal to think about the Messenger of Mercy and to educate people as to what we owe to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today the world needs the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The world is in need, in dire need of the message of the Messenger of Allah, because he is the final messenger of Allah. And even some of the so-called Western scholars, they are not Muslims. They tell us, even one of them has written a book, Prophet Muhammad, a prophet for our time. Prophet Muhammad, a prophet for our time. And of course, that is what you and I need to discuss. We need to imbibe this lesson, and we need to be instrumental for transferring the message of mercy. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah reminds us in the Holy Book, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have sent thee but as a messenger of mercy, as a mercy for all of the creation. Muslims talk about love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, there is none in this world after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we ought to love more than the messenger of mercy, because he is the greatest benefactor of humanity. The people who knew Rasulullah, those who interacted with him, those who witnessed him, have left us very precise descriptions of the messenger of Allah. And we have the greatest poet of Islam, Hassan ibn Thabit. He eulogized the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and used to recite the poetry eulogizing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after his death. Great scholars like Ibn Hajar, Suyuti, and others point to this among other evidences to show that we are allowed to commemorate and celebrate the birth of the messenger of mercy. There are precedents for it in history, but while doing so, we must keep away from all taints of deification. We cannot go into extremes. We cannot, while washing the baby, we cannot throw out the baby to save the bath water. So if we praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and put him on a pedestal equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise him above what Allah has described him, Allah has placed him, then we are doing injustice, we are practicing extremism. This is ghulu. La tatruni kama atratin nasara Isa ibn Maryam. Do not venerate me excessively as the Christians venerated Jesus, son of Mary. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his message, the world needs to hear it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Book, in Surah Al-A'raf, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ النَّبِيَّ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. One of the greatest translators of the Quran in this century is Muhammad Asad, rahimahullah. He came from a deep Jewish rabbinical family. He was well grounded in the scriptures, the Jewish and Christian scriptures. He knew Hebrew, Aramaic, and other languages. He knew Arabic. And this man, after having studied profoundly the scriptures, came to the Quran. If you look at the dedication of his work, he puts this ayah, meaning this Jewish scholar of Islam, deeply trained in the Christian and Jewish traditions, well versed. His grandfather, great-grandfather were all rabbis of deep knowledge of Judaism, He recognizes this prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been prophesied, his coming has been foretold in the Torah and the Gospel. He is that unlettered prophet who will be sent to finalize the divine message. Of course, if you look at the Surah Araf, if you look at the context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this prophet from Adam to Muhammad alayhi salam, and he concludes this, that here is the final messenger, and his mission is to command all that is good and forbid all that is evil, and to permit all the good things and prohibit all that is bad and harmful, unwholesome. وَيَضَوْ أَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ, and to remove the burden and the shackles placed on the people before Rasulullah, the communities, the Christians and the Jews, because of their rebellious nature and because of the specific time and because of what they did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down highly stringent laws, very difficult laws, and the Messenger of Mercy comes to ease the burden, to present religion simple and pristine and pure, free from the rabbinical rigidities. Although unfortunately, if you look at the fiqh tradition that is taught at the alim courses in the medieval world, we have also indulged in this kind of hair splitting and made the law of Islam, which is supposed to be simple, beautiful, natural, we have complicated it. So the lesson I want to impart today is, even as Muhammad has recognized the universal nature of Islam, he was asked the question, why did he convert to Islam from Judaism? He said, as for Judaism, it is all for them, for the Jews, because for them God has given them this favor, chosen them exclusively, so it is not inclusive. The Jews are all for themselves, so he cannot understand, he cannot accept this idea of a God who does not, who favors one race, one ethnic group over others. And then the man asked him, then why you didn't choose Christianity? He said, Christianity I could not accept. But he said to the Jesuit father who asked him this question, if you can explain to me the riddle of Trinity, how three can be one and one can be three at the same time, I am going to accept Christianity. I am going to ask you to baptize me. Of course, the father had no answer and he said, you know, that is why I accepted Islam, because Islam is addressed to all of mankind, and the teachings of Islam, simple, natural, balanced. And Muhammad has described it as the perfect work of architecture. There is nothing to add to it and nothing to take away from it. It is immaculately beautiful and perfect. Brothers and sisters, you and I need to understand where Islam is relevant, why it is relevant. So we need to understand, relearn what we have learned about Islam. Look at the historians who are not Muslims evaluating the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am not here to bring all those quotes, but I will mention one or two. The French historian Lamartine, in his History of Turks, he said, if greatness of purpose, smallness of means, and astounding results are the three criteria of human genius, who could dare to compare any great man in modern history with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Philosopher, orator, apostle, legislator, warrior, conqueror of ideas, restorer of rational dogmas, of a cult without images, the founder of 20 terrestrial empires and of one spiritual empire, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As regards all standards by which human greatness may be measured, we may well ask, is there any man greater than he? The answer is no. Bosworth, in his book Muhammad and Muhammadanism, says, he was Caesar and Pope in one, but he was Pope without Pope's pretensions. Caesar without the legions of Caesar, without a standing army, without a bodyguard, without a palace, without a fixed revenue. If ever any man had the right to say that he ruled by the divine right, it was Muhammad. For he had all the power without its instruments and without its supports. And Bernard Shaw said, if there is one man like Muhammad to assume the dictatorship of the modern world, he would succeed in solving its problems in a way that would bring much needed peace and happiness. Brothers and sisters, it is high time for me and you to recognize the beauty of the message of Islam, and of course, and we need to present it. Today, the world is suffering. I will mention three points that brings out the relevance of the prophetic message. Number one, look at the world today. It is torn by hatred. Racism, bigotry, xenophobia, caste system, wherever you turn, this is ripping humanity apart. The hatred propagated in the name of race, color, ethnicity, nationalism, rampant in the States now. Trump has emboldened these forces, these dark forces, unleashing them. And what will be the future of America? Time magazine called him the president of the divided America. It is not United States. The president of the divided America. Because no one can unite humanity except through a message of brotherhood of all. Look at the discovery of Malcolm X. Look at the discovery of Muhammad Ali. They discovered the beauty of Islam. Even though initially they started out reacting to the white supremacist ideology, they proclaimed black nationalism, black as being superior to the white. But when Malcolm X went to Mecca, performed that pilgrimage and share, experience that Islamic brotherhood, he sent letters to America. No, black and white need not fight and kill each other and destroy each other. As long as they discover the beautiful message of Islam and are willing to accept it and implement it, America can be saved, and that is the only way America can be saved. You turn to India now. The caste system is destroying the Indian society. Muslims are killed in the street like dogs. You cannot kill dogs in India, but Muslims can be killed with impunity. They are beaten to death. The lower castes are beaten to death in the street. Police will be looking. Because why? The caste system. The Quraysh had this concept that they are superior. That is why Abu Jahl said, I don't call you a liar, Muhammad. You are not a liar. You are the truthful one. You are the honest one. I cannot doubt your integrity, but I cannot accept your message, which says that Bilal is equal to me. So the message of Islam is equality, brotherhood. That is why one of the Hindu philosophers Of course, she did not belong to the upper class. She said, if there is any religion that has proclaimed democracy in a true sense, that is Islam. And it is manifested 5 times a day in the masjid. The king and the poor, the white and black and red and yellow, all stand equal as members of one fraternity. So the world needs Islam to save itself, because civilization is on trial. It's a critical point in the history of mankind. That is one point, brothers. And another point is, Islam avoids all extremes. The leadership in Islam provided by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What kind of a leader Rasulullah was? Today the world crisis of leadership. The Prophet of Mercy said, a time is going to come. Humanity is going to face years of deception. Sinina khadda'at. Yusaddaku fiha al-kadhib wa yukadhibu fiha al-sadiq. The humanity prior to the hour will experience years of deception, where the truthful will be falsified and the liar will be trusted, and people who have no integrity will be spokesmen for people and assume leadership. This is the perfect description of what has happened in America, and this is a perfect description of what has happened in India too, and it's happening all over the world. The answer is, we need a leader like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But who looks up to Rasulullah for leadership? If Muslim countries were to look up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they could easily solve the problems. Millions of refugees from Syria and millions of Rohingya, they are being killed. They can be easily absorbed by Muslim countries, and nobody stands up for them. So where is that Islamic Brotherhood? Because our leadership claim to be promoting Islam, but they don't practice it. The Islam they practice is the rituals. It's easy. It's hard to practice that accountability. And the Messenger of Mercy lived a simple life. That's why historians after historians say, why Bernard Shaw pointed out, if a person, a leader like Muhammad, were to assume the authority, the rule of the world, he could easily solve its problems, because he was selfless. He spent his life in a small hut. He did not keep anything for himself. He prayed to Allah, Allahumma ahyini miskinan wa tawaffani miskina wa ahshurni fi zumratil masakin. Ya Allah, let me live as poor and let me die as poor, and gather me in the company of the poor after resurrection. The third point is, brothers, Islam is free of all the superstitions which has pulled down the world religions. There is no intermediary in worship in Islam. Everyone speaks direct. You don't go to Imam to confess your sins, whereas in Christianity, in Hinduism and other, the priest and the religious man acts as an intermediary between man and God. And this has corrupted religions. Look at the millions whose life have been destroyed in Christianity, in Hinduism and other religions, because of this kind of extremism. So Islam is free of that. But are Muslims aware of it? Yes, we claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But are we aware of the simplest traits of character? Allah praised Rasulullah for his character. We talk about the sunnah of the Prophet, and it is the sunnah prayer. It is the rituals, the character, nobody talks about it. Somebody came to me and said, Sheikh Ahmad, I see you making jokes. I said, brother, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, I cannot compare myself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to a man of humor. He used to make jokes. He was always smiling. So Mr. Dad, it's a scientific thing. Today behavioral scientists say, if you want to take out a person in depression, force him to smile and make it a habit. Easily he will come out of that depression. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seen always smiling. He used to make jokes. But he said, I will never tell a lie. He used to make jokes with women even. Today, if an imam were to make a joke with women, it will be considered ludicrous. It will be written against him as a charge. It's a major sin. Na'udhu billah. But of course, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making joke, he's trying to communicate. When the old lady came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, pray that I enter Jannah. I go to Jannah. The Prophet said, don't you know there are no old women in Jannah? And she was going back crying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called her. Did you read the Quran that Allah said, I will recreate them in a new creation, perpetually young? So of course, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used this humor to communicate a message. So brothers and sisters, instead of emphasizing how tall the beard should be, how whether you should use araf or brush to brush the teeth, it doesn't matter which one, we should be smiling, we should be simple, we should treat everybody equal dignity and share the love. The love he shared, he had for Bilal, for Suhaib, Salman, equal to the love he had for Abu Bakr, Umar and others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to establish that love of Rasulullah. Allahumma arzukuna hubbak wa hubba rasulik wal hubba alladhi yuqarribuna ila hubbik. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al muslimin. الحمد لله الذي أحيانا هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم يا شافي الأمراض اللهم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رب الناس أذهب الباس اشفي أنت الشافي اللهم اشفهم شفاء تاما لا يغادر سقما اللهم اشفهم وعافهم اللهم اشفهم وعافهم اللهم اشفهم وعافهم اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على الحق اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا ميتا الا رحمته ولا حاجة ترضيك الا قضيتها يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم يا رب المستضعفين انصر المستضعفين اللهم ارحم أمة محمد اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد اقم الصلاة